Happy, happy Easter! Welcome, everyone, in the name of the risen Lord, Jesus Christ. We, as a church family, have faithfully journeyed together throughout Lent and finally arrived at Easter! Hallelujah! As I am looking back at the Lenten season, there are so many to be thankful for. We have enjoyed the Lenten devotional journey to the cross, journey with Jesus to the cross each day for our spiritual life. Again, I would like to thank each one of you who contributed your writings. Special thanks to centenary friends and extended family. And also Lee and Lori Boyd, Jack Bryson, our branch members, and Taylor, Braden, and Jonathan, youth students who also contributed their wonderful writings. Did you enjoy them? Yes, let's praise one more time how God provides us. I would like to commend our wonderful and capable Sunday school teachers who have been leading Sunday school class during the Lent. It is my hope to see more church members to attend the class as they begin a new textbook. Chris is going to introduce that in a minute, starting next Sunday. I also realize today's Easter service is the first Easter service we worship in person and without health restrictions in 2 years. Hallelujah. We had a virtual Easter service 2 years ago. Last year, we had to keep health protocols, wearing masks, keeping a distance, and no singing, no choir. Wow. So today, I am so excited and grateful that we gathered for in-person worship with the singing and church choir. Hallelujah! I would like to express my gratitude to the women's choir who sang a gracious, special music at the Good Friday service, as well as David for preparing the service. Let's praise our choir members. Thank you all who made contributions for the Fellowship Fund through placing orders of Easter lilies. You can find the list in the bulletin as well as our YouTube channel. Please use Easter offering envelopes as you give your special Easter offerings today. For those who join online worship service, we thank you for your faithful giving by PayPal and mail. We inform you that through your donations, our church can continue its missions and ministry for this community. Amen. Let's praise God. Few more things. The staff parish relations committee will meet next Monday, April 25 at 6 p.m. At the fellowship hall. And also, Finance Committee will meet on May 1st, Sunday after worship service. Now, let us praise the resurrection of our Lord together with Easter responsive praise. I hope you remember. If not, I will give you a hint. Our goal, Christ is risen. You will say, He is risen indeed. I go, Alleluia. You say, Amen. Here we go. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Before we welcome the Christ light, Chris.
Greetings from the Nurture team, and we are very excited that next Sunday we will begin at our 9:30 Sunday school time, Adam Hamilton's Half Truths. The subtitle of that is God Helps Those Who Help Themselves and Other Things That the Bible Does Not Say. So if that intrigues you, books will be arriving this week, and join us at 9:30. We also offer that remotely. So if you can't be here in person at 9:30, and this is open also to youth who are not part of the current confirmation class. So Nurture Team encourages you to learn more, and even if you just want a book, they're going to be $6. Let me know, and I'll be happy to get it to you.
Let's joyfully worship the Lord in spirit and truth as we welcome the light of Christ.